Located in the tower of the Rushries Library, the Hopeman Memorial Carillon is made up of 50 bells. Altogether, these bells weigh more than 6,500 pounds. What makes them a treasure isn't just their sheer weight, but the beauty of their sound, which can be heard throughout the year in concerts and even when students are practicing.
The fact that it's a public instrument means that whenever I play, everybody has to listen.
That's Doris Amon, who's the carillon instructor at the University of Rochester.
There's a power in that, and I try to have my music be a healing kind of music. Every time that I play, I have the feeling that there is an incredible amount of responsibility, honor, and privilege being involved in that. It's more so than I've ever felt with any other instrument.
A carillon is a collection of at least 23 bells, arranged and tuned together so that it can sound harmoniously. And these instruments have played a unique role in American history.
Carillons in the United States were being built as a result of we had gone to Europe to fight in World War I, and people coming back had realized the carillons in Europe were wonderful to listen to. And they had a reason for building them as memorials to people who had died in World War I. And they also had a reason to build carillons because we were trying to help Europe recover from World War I. So our investment in carillons was actually helping the foundries in Europe to rebuild. The foundries that build bells are peacetime foundries. In war, they build armaments. But in peace, they build carillons and they found bells.
American companies also started to build and tune these bells, which is no mean feat, including the Manili Bell Foundry, not far away in West Troy, New York.
When they create a bell and they found a bell, then they're very carefully tuning those overtones all across the interior profile of the bell. And they have to have a lathe that's big enough to handle a bell that's, 7,000 pounds in order to tune that then? It's a huge lathe. So the expertise that was growing in the 1920s allowed them to be able to do this. And the Manili bells are still here. We have a Manili bell set at the Third Presbyterian Church here in Rochester. We have another Manili bell set at the Rochester Crozer. And we have several single Manili bells also in town and around New York State.
The best place to hear the Hopeman Memorial Carillon is on the lawn on the west side of Rushries Library. You can find details about upcoming performances at rochester.edu or on the University of Rochester Carillon Facebook page. For WXXI, I'm Mona Segatola-Slamy.